arrived?
The street is blocked off at both ends. Oh, here she comes. She's coming across the street now toward the Watson home. She's carrying some flowers. Oh, now she's going towards another group. She's going past one of the roped-off press areas, and she's going down to past another house. Maybe you can hear the cheers and the yells.
Yes.
In the background. People are just wild. They're very enthusiastic, very excited. We talked to some of the neighbors earlier, and they were very excited. So every time she moves, the crowd screams.
They're all going to get their lawns wrecked, we know that.
Oh, yeah, I think so. But, you know, I talked to some neighbors earlier in the week, and they didn't really seem to care too much about their lawns compared to the thrill of having Raisa Gorbachev here.
Do we know one of the reasons that they chose the Watson family because of the daughter, Lisa, who had been to the Soviet Union?
That's right.
Had Lisa met the Gorbachevs in Russia?
No, she said she hadn't. She is now waiting patiently with her mother on the sidewalk for Mrs. Gorbachev to come over. But she doesn't seem to be in much of a hurry.
No, she doesn't. How much preparation did they do at the Watson house? Did they clean it from top to bottom and that kind of thing?
That's the impression I got, that they did a lot of cleaning and they did some painting. I was here on Friday, and Mr. Watson had a step ladder up and was telling me he had bought some paint. And they were talking. Oh, my, she must have said something to the crowd. Everyone's cheering and clapping now. And now she's headed back across the street over to the Watson home. She's walking right in front of our press area now. They're sort of rushing up here. It's pandemonium, really. Lola Perpich is at her side. Now she's shaking hands with Lisa Watson. Lisa told me she would say hello to her in Russian, so I assume that's what's happening. She's introducing her mother. Her mother is shaking hands with Mrs. Gorbachev, and they're exchanging a few words. And now Lisa and Mrs. Gorbachev are hugging, and she's accepting the flowers that Lisa has brought out. Lisa has a red ribbon in her hair. She's wearing a red and white dress. And now they're headed up the sidewalk to the rest of the family. Lisa is introducing Mrs. Gorbachev to Stephanie, her 11-year-old sister, and it looks like to probably Thomas, who's handed her some flowers, and to William, the other son. And they are exchanging a few words. Looks like Mrs. Gorbachev is kissing him. And now she's talking to Steve Watson, the father of the family. They're exchanging a few words. Everyone's very excited. They're chatting here on the front sidewalk of their home.
I wonder if Raisa speaks any English.
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
No, Dmitry says no, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, she must have an interpreter, but I don't see an interpreter there.
Well, I'm sure she has one. They've entered the home now. Raisa has gone in first, along with Lisa, and the other three kids are in, and so are the parents now. And a lot of people that, I don't know, maybe they're journalists or, you know, the Soviet journalists sort of have priority in this thing, in this coverage here. So I think this is probably what's happening, along with, no doubt, security people.
Now, she's supposed to spend about 20 minutes with the Watson family. Any idea what they're going to discuss, or are they going to have a snack for her, or any presents or anything?
Well, that's, of course, been under discussion all week. They had been wondering whether to give her a gift, and if so, what it would be. They thought something probably typical of the family would be best. Mrs. Watson had been thinking about maybe baking some cookies, something very familiar, a familiar recipe that she couldn't blow, she said. Maybe some family recipe.
Say, Jan?
Yes.
You
hang
on there, and when something happens, we'll be checking with you.
Okay.
Okay, just stand by. It's now 33 minutes past 6 o'clock. Our CCO temperature is 51. This is Moscow to Minnesota, the Gorbachev visit, brought to you in part by LDB, Senex Land O'Lakes, Ericsson Marine, and Harvest States.
Harvest States, one of the nation's leading marketers of agricultural products, recognizes we all do business in a world economy. We also recognize the changes in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe created genuine opportunity for the 180,000 producers we represent, expanded markets for the millions of bushels of grain and oilseed we market each year, and for the host of value-added products we process, manufacture, and distribute. With that global outlook in mind, Harvest States is glad to join WCCO in bringing you coverage of this historic visit.
It's 26 minutes before 7 o'clock and 51 degrees. We are Ruth Gozlak.
Yes.
Bidding adieu. You know, this has been great with Dimitri and
we couldn't
Ian.
Have done it without the two of you today.
7 hours with you and Raisa and Mikhail. What more could we ask?
I'm much rather would be with you than with Raisa and Mikhail.
Definitely.
You have a much better sense of humor.
Well, that's very
no
nice.
No heavy stuff.
Dimitri Symes and Ian Hunter have both been with us since 11:40 this morning, and it's just been great.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I know you
very
both
much.
Have to grab planes and head to your various locations, so
right.
Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to hearing and talking with you both again.
Good.
Ian Hunter and Dimitri Symes here on CCO.
We have just found out that Mrs. Gorbachev bought...
Uh-oh, we know what she bought.
Macadamia nuts.
I love those.
Oh, but they're fattening.
The most fattening kind of nuts you can buy. Perhaps we could get that message to her.
Yeah,
don't eat them. They're way too fattening.
They're
but
good.
You know what? The only place they're grown in the world, isn't it Hawaii?
They may be growing some other places, but Hawaii is the big producer, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else did they buy? And what else did she buy?
A Super Mario Brothers Nintendo bubble gum. Bubble gum? I thought she'd buy at least the video game. Bye-bye, Dimitri.
Hold on. We're going to get back to Jan Jurok.
You know, I bet it's for her grandchildren, maybe.
Oh,
she's got a couple grandchildren.
Sure.
The president of the Soviet Union is here in Minnesota, and we'd like to welcome him. We're the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council and the American Soybean Association, working to build profitability for Minnesota's 40,000 soybean farmers. In order to bring more beef, pork, and chicken to the Soviet consumer, Mr. Gorbachev has said his country must feed its livestock with more protein, a lot more protein, like the protein represented in up to 625 million bushels of soybeans. That's why the Soybean Association has worked for years in the Soviet Union, demonstrating how soybeans can help Soviet farmers bring livestock to market faster and leaner. We think that's important to a state whose farmers will raise about 2 million bushels of soybeans this year, bringing over $650 million to the economy. Soybeans are Minnesota's most important export crop, and soybeans can be mighty important to a nation seeking to improve the diet of its people.
Jan Jurok, what's happening there at the Watsons?
Well, the whole set, Mrs. Gorbachev and Mrs. Perpich have gone inside the house along with the whole Watson family and a lot of other people. I can't really see what's going on inside the house. I'm on a riser here in the front yard. I can see a lot of flash bulbs going off, so we assume that there's some picture taking being done. Someone for the advance team is telling us now that it will be 20 minutes inside the house. The children outside are clapping and singing. Everyone else is not yelling and not waving their Gorbachevs right now. I think they're just waiting. Everyone's waiting patiently.
Something going to happen after she comes back out of the house?
Well, we don't know that for sure. They had told us earlier that she would be greeting some of the people in the who are gathered here, but she's already done that. So that's a good question. I don't really know what's going to happen next.
We're informed that she and they are all sitting down to cookies, and I would assume because it's Raisa Gorbachev that had tea. That's the big drink.
They'd have some Russian tea cakes, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
They'd have to.
Or maybe something American like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, that would be good. Thanks, Jan.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Denny Long with Mike Ryan from Quality Lincoln Mercury. Mike, we bragged all year long about being the upper Midwest largest outlet for factory executive-driven cars. Why is it Quality Lincoln Mercury is specialized in these cars?
Denny, that's simple. Value. With the rising cost of cars today, many of us think we cannot afford the car we really want. At Quality, we found the way to get a car you want at a price you can afford. For example, 13 Lincoln Continental signatures on the lot right now. They're all factory executive-driven cars, cars that are absolutely loaded. Options like power moonroofs, compact disc players, Lincoln's supple leather interior, their top-of-the-line model. Most of these cars are close to $34,000 when new, Denny. These cars start from only $17,988, a savings of over $16,000.
Mike, you mean you get power moonroof, compact disc, and Lincoln's top car for as low as $17,988 and $13,000 to choose from?
Right, Denny, value. Continental Signatures, Scorpios, the cars you want at a price you can afford. At Quality Lincoln Mercury, of course.
That's Quality Lincoln Mercury of Bloomington, south side of 494 at Lindale in Bloomington.
You don't have to baby those blues.
The heat is on. This is your last chance to clean up on Fuller O'Brien's spring paint sale.
Fuller O'Brien has some good news.
The good news is up to 30% off on the finest paints made by Fuller O'Brien. Brighten up your rooms with Fuller O'Brien's Liquid Velvet Latex Flat Wall Paint and Liquid Luster Interior Enamel. Or beat the summer heat with our tough, durable Weather King 2, a superior paint that goes on pretty and stays on tough.
Pretty tough colors, Fuller O'Brien. Tough, pretty colors, Fuller O'Brien.
Up to 30% off on all the best by Fuller O'Brien paints. On sale now.
Available at Larson's Decorating Center, 705 Southview Boulevard, South St. Paul.
It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is Moscow to Minnesota, the Gorbachev visit. And I'm Ruth Kozlak along with Roger Erickson, and we've been following the events of the day. Right now, the president, Gorbachev, is still at the Radisson. He's answering questions with the business leaders who are gathered there. Raisa is at the Watson House on Garfield Avenue in Minneapolis. And a little bit later, they'll be rendezvousing again at the Radisson and heading to Control Data. At about 7, we were thinking, although that might be a little bit behind schedule again now.
I know some of you are joining us, maybe driving back from your vacation retreat, which was probably just as cold, if not colder, than we've had it here.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what happened to the farm visit. The farm visit was called off. Everything just got too late. But the good news is that the entire Brand family will be meeting with the Gorbachevs at the airport.
That's right. So they will get a chance to see them. And we did also find out that Raisa, before she went to the Watson House, bought some Super Mario Brothers Nintendo bubblegum. And what was the other thing?
Macadamia
nuts. That's right. Okay, let's go to Eric Escalo because he is standing by at Control Data. Eric.
About 3,000 to 4,000 people, Control Data employees and their families are lining up, going through metal detectors to get into a lobby area and the surrounding grounds of Control Data in Bloomington to watch President Gorbachev, when he gets here, take a look at some cyborg computers. A $38 million computer deal between the Control Data and the Soviet Union is the subject of this visit. And President Gorbachev will get behind a computer and take a look at a simulation of a nuclear power plant accident, which these computers are designed to prevent. And security here is among the tightest it's been during the whole day, I suspect because of the high-tech nature of Control Data's products. But metal detectors are being used by everybody. Everybody who goes through is being sent through a metal detector, and it's quite a security situation here. But they're supposed to show up and spend about a half an hour here. Control Data, of course, was a prime mover in the trip here, in that the original invitation was delivered by Robert Price of Control Data to the Soviet Embassy in Washington. And Control Data is one of those through thick and thin companies, stood and did business in the Soviet Union even during the Afghanistan boycott that many U.S. companies took part in 1980. So that's the last stop on the tour before the airport. And they're hoping, what, an hour, 45 minutes before they get here?
Boy, I don't know. Our original schedule said that they'd be there at... I mean, this was the second schedule, said they'd be there at 7 o'clock.
That seems unlikely, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that seems very unlikely now.
Unless they hold a questioning at the Radisson down, and they leave pretty soon.
Yeah. May I just want to have a moment, thank Steve Enk, my producer, and Cole Grace, the engineer out at the residence today, who were unbelievable and helped an enormous amount in putting together a real nice segment from... The Summit Avenue residence of Governor Perpich.
Well, Eric, you were magnificent. And for anyone who wasn't listening earlier when you were there, when he arrived at the governor's residence, tell us again what happened, how he started to walk about.
Well, he got out, before he even got to the residence, he got out on the corner of Oxford and Summit and plunged into the crowd, and that caused an enormous amount of reaction. Then he went inside, they had lunch, they had a little presentation. He came back out, and then... we had a little microphone area set up. We thought we were going to be so smart. We were going to get the governor and the president over and have an impromptu news conference. And what happens? He skirts us and goes around the camera stand into the crowd right behind there and he just shocked some print reporters who were standing there basically craning for a look at what he was going to say, and he plunged right into them and then right into the crowd behind those print reporters. So it was really a kind of chaos there, and he worked his way and glad-handed to the corner of Summit and Chatsworth. He got in the car finally with Governor Perpich, and then they made their way around the Capitol and on to Minneapolis. But it was chaos there, but it was a lot of fun. Everybody was kind of using the term, it was like a rock tour.
And you were saying that even the protesters were kind of joining in the fun.
Absolutely. They were overwhelmed by the celebrity of it, if nothing else. And they got their point across. I'm sure he saw the banners, some of them written in Russian, and asking for Baltic independence and so forth. But they kind of gave up the chanting and were kind of squealing and kind of taken in by it, as everyone was.
Do you know if he has any schedule to meet at the airport? Is there a certain time that plane has to leave?
Whenever he gets there.
No, there's no problem.
I got to go.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks, Eric. I guess it's his plane. He gets to hold it if he wants to, right?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's something, you know, with San Francisco and all that sort of thing. You know, I mean, he arrived here on time. I suppose they want him to arrive on time, too.
I suppose
what
so,
the
too.
Heck with San Francisco?
I know the big thing that he has is the speech tomorrow at Stanford, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess as long as he makes it for that, maybe they won't care.
You might as well stay overnight. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow.
That's right. It's a quarter before 7 o'clock, yes?
Now, normally at this time, we would hear the pregame show, the Minnesota Twins, but because... we're waiting for President Gorbachev to leave the Radisson and go to, and we'll also be hearing more from Raisa at the Watsons.
Right.
We'll stay here, but we will bring you the game in its entirety. Only at sometimes will we break in.
Right, and the game will start at about 7:05 then. Right now it's a quarter before 7 here on CCO. Ruth Kozlak and Roger Erickson with you on this Gorbachev Sunday.
Jack. Jack, wake up.
What's the matter?
Jack, do you love me?
Sure.
Well, good. See if you can do something to stop that faucet in the bathroom from dripping.
What?
It's driving me crazy, and I've turned it as far as it'll go, but it just keeps on dripping and dripping
Okay. I'll stop by tomorrow, and I'll pick up some new washers, okay?
No. Every time you fix it, it doesn't stay fixed. I think we should call the plumber and have him install a new Delta faucet.
Let's let the poor guy sleep. Okay?
I read somewhere that Delta faucets are washerless and have only one moving part, so there's less to wear out and less chance of drips.
Must be the only man in America whose wife is giving him a lecture on faucet engineering at 3 in the morning.
Call your licensed Delta plumber and arrange to have him replace that dripping nightmare with a dependable Delta faucet. With all the styles and finishes and colors available, you're certain to find one to blend perfectly with any decor. Delta, we're first because we last.
You're fantastic. How'd you get it to stop dripping?
I emptied the laundry basket into the sink. Good night.
And this is Moscow to Minnesota on WCCO. You know, it was more than three decades ago that another famous Soviet leader visited the Midwest. Nikita Khrushchev came to Iowa. And newsman Bruce Hagovic recently talked with the farm woman who hosted Khrushchev.
And she said...
But then,
this is the voice of Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev during his visit to Iowa in 1959. Khrushchev spent 2 days in Iowa. He toured factories, ate a hot dog for the first time, and visited the farm of Elizabeth and Roswell Garst at Coon Rapids, Iowa. Roswell passed away in 1977, but Elizabeth, now 94 years old, has a clear memory of that historic day 31 years ago.
I can never forget it. It was so hectic. There was, I think, 300 reporters and photographers from all over the world. The National Guard guarding the roads and the riot yard that we were in. A big tent in the backyard where tables, where we served the dinner. And just a terrific crowd.
Elizabeth says that she and her husband had traveled twice to the Soviet Union and had met Khrushchev there. That's when she invited him to come to Iowa in these words.
How does a farm woman in Iowa return courtesies to... a head of the state, and he said if he ever comes to the United States, he would come to our farm. I didn't realize that I'd eat my words so soon.
Hundreds of reporters and photographers converged on the Garst farm, trampling corn to keep up with Khrushchev, a man Elizabeth found quite engaging.
Oh, he was very outgoing and quick-witted and jolly, and he kidded with everybody a whole lot. And always was very fast on the response and on that sort of thing.
Later, Mrs. Khrushchev wrote a letter of thanks to Elizabeth.
Oh, she was sending me some kind of books and something, and it ended up, be happy.
Elizabeth Garst of Coon Rapids, Iowa, who still lives on that Iowa farm. Bruce Hogovic, WCCO Radio News.
The Twin Cities' finest and largest selection of quality oak furniture is found at Thompson Oak Furniture in Robbinsdale. Browse through two full floors of the finest oak furniture in a five-state area. And remember, if it's on the show floor, it's probably in one of Thompson's huge warehouses, which means it could be in your home in a few days. Furniture for both home and office, including beautiful roll-top desks, quality oak file cabinets, credenzas, and computer furniture. And for your home, see the gorgeous oak bedroom sets, dining room tables, chairs and hutches, entertainment centers, bookshelves, and wall unit systems, and so much more. Thompson's Oak Furniture is a family-run business, and the Thompsons are on hand to help you without pressure. So visit Thompson Oak Furniture, open weeknights till 9, and on Saturday and Sunday, too. Easy to find, Thompson Oak Furniture is in the Robbins Center in Robbinsdale. Call 537-5720 for more information. That's 537-5720.
5 years of no-nonsense car and truck sales have made Blaine Dodge the number one retail Dodge dealer in the upper Midwest. See why. Blaine Dodge, 9999 Central, Blaine.
The beef industry presents a country barbecue.
Round tip steaks ready to go. Take your plate and your dose of nose. Sirloin sizzle, what a thrill. Swing your partner by the grill. Hickory sauce, marinade, beef kebab, and promenade.
Hey, everyone in the country should know 3 ounces of lean, trim beef average less than 200 calories.
Sirloin sizzle, what a thrill. Swing your partner by the grill.
Beef, real food for real people. Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
Dermaplast Pain Relief Spray presents The Barbecue. Tom was making burgers when grease splashed onto his hand.
Oh,
so he went to his medicine cabinet.
Please, please.
And saw Dermaplast.
Stop pain fast with Dermaplast.
Thank you, thank you.
Tom knew Dermaplast stops skin pain fast. In fact, it's the number one pain relief spray used in hospitals. And of all leading sprays, only Dermaplast has 3 conditioners for soothing relief of painful skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop pain fast with Dermaplast.
Spray or lotion. Use only as directed.